1-800-234 today.
Hey, everybody, did you get your new calendars yet? Yeah, 2010. How many times do you think you're going to write the wrong date? That's the thing about the beginning of the year. It's very confusing, isn't it? I don't know. Maybe you don't have the same problem I do. Hope you're having a great holiday. Kate Delaney here, America Tonight. Remember, you can always flip me your thoughts via the email, americatonight.net. Of course, if you want to throw in your 2 cents with any of the things that we're talking about, let me give you the digits. Somebody sent me an email. You have to say them slower. I didn't know what you were saying. So here's the slow version. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. All right, before we jump right into the middle of the thick stuff, quick reminder, next hour, and I hope a lot of you are home and warm and hanging out and are really jazzed for this because we have the last regular season game of Nail the Score. We can't do it on Thursday because, you know, then we're talking New Year's Eve. And Matt has to be out and out there among the throngs of beautiful women in Minneapolis or he'll never find Mrs. Johnson. So we don't want to work on New Year's Eve for that reason alone. So once again, just like with Christmas, we're doing it on this show, an hour from now, Nail the Score. The computer randomly chooses the game of the week. You decide who you think is going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. If you correctly nail the score, you win a cell phone, you win movie tickets, and you win several gift certificates to food joints around the United States. In other words, places that are right there in your own backyard. Isn't that cool? I think it's very, very cool. And I would love to be able to do that and have it happen on our final week. Now, have no fear. If it doesn't happen, it carries over to the playoffs. So there is still the playoffs to contend with. And, of course, the Super Bowl isn't until February 7th. But then after that, Nail the Score is done. It's like a familiar, comfortable friend. It's been a lot of fun doing Nail the Score. So I'm really hoping that somebody will be able to finally do it, and other than somebody who works for GCN, and wouldn't that be great? And we did have one, but he was on the technical side, so no prizes awarded. I mentioned this on a previous show. I thought it was interesting that there was a Good Riddance Day, and what a great idea in New York City, where people would show up to Times Square, and, you know, it's kind of an unofficial thing that they do. But people that had setbacks for anything could shred their setbacks. Kind of a clearing, I guess, of the air. Kind of cathartic for some people. So and there was one guy that showed up and he had the ugly headline about the Giants' end of their season and getting slammed and he shredded the paper. There were other people that symbolically, I guess, shredded bills because that would have to be something that would have hurt some people. There were others that had mortgages, I guess, the fake ones, of course, that they shredded in honor of what they were struggling with for 2009. But I thought it was such an excellent, excellent idea. Take the regrets from debts to relationships to things that didn't happen in 2009 and, you know, get rid of them symbolically anyway. So if you want to get rid of something and you want to vent here on America Tonight, you can absolutely do that, whether it's through the two ways I told you, the email or the phone line. You can definitely jump on that. 800-259-5791. In the meantime, what's going on across the U.S.? Still lots of conversation. The U.S. and Yemen are reviewing strike targets. Maybe there's going to be some kind of a retaliation. That's the big concern after the botched Christmas Day attack that Al-Qaeda claims responsibility for. And, of course, in this case, at least Abdullah Muttalib is in custody. and what happened to this guy, how far off the tracks, his father talked to the embassy, yet nothing was done. The CIA was made aware of it. It sat in a pile, I guess, the information, the intel on him for 5 weeks, so nobody got to it. And this can't happen again. If anything, it was more than a huge wake-up call. In Canada, as we know, as a result of what happened, they're limiting carry-on baggage on flights into the U.S. I checked today with a couple of different places, and I know that in Atlanta at the airport there, which is huge, and O'Hare in Chicago, and at DFW, it depends, and this is true, it depends in some cases with the airline on what the captain decides is the proper protocol for that particular airline. So in other words, there was the couple of days after Christmas, pretty much across the U.S., people weren't allowed to get up on the final hour of the flight. They weren't allowed to have a laptop, even in some cases, which is so crazy. They weren't allowed to have books, etc. So now, from what I understand, because it hasn't been quite yet a week, it still is up to the captain to decide what direction he wants the flight to take. In other words, in that last hour as you come closer to the airport, saying maybe people can't get up or they can't have blankets or any of that sort of stuff. I mean, I guess the way it is now is you're just going to have to prepare for the worst, prepare for possibly almost a detention-like, which is silly, but almost a detention-like atmosphere where you're a kid and you have to have your hands folded on your lap. Or maybe you get lucky and that doesn't happen. And I say that because every time, and not to go over the same tracks, but every time something happens, it's ridiculous. How do we improve safety? We go after the people that there's no way in hell that they are armed with anything. There's nothing lining their underwear. There's nothing they are going to do on a flight. But ridiculousness ensues, and they turn babies upside down, and they wand every single person. You know, and this wasn't happening before. So as a result, because there's been so much pressure, and in a way, it's obviously a huge sigh of relief for the president, because how disastrous would it be for the administration to have had something happen on Christmas Day? So now what the president is saying, he's on vacation in Hawaii, he's saying that a systematic failure has occurred, and I consider that totally unacceptable. And what he's talking about is what I just mentioned, the fact that there was information that was gathered about Abdullah Muttalib, this 23-year-old who was trying to detonate explosives that were hidden in his underwear when the flight was making its final approach. Because it failed to fully detonate, instead he just set off a fire at his seat, nothing happened, other than he was picked up, obviously. But looking at this early results of this investigation, the information was there. And this is too familiar. Fort Hood massacre, Major Hassan. People thought something was wrong years before, and some of the things that he was doing in a report that made no sense whatsoever, some of the things he railed on. Also, the websites he was visiting, information that was gathered, and yet nothing is done. Instead, we do ridiculous things to the people who are flying on the planes as a result of what the near attempt, almost happened there. I mean, it's crazy. We're not taking advantage, obviously, of the information that's collected. That's a big problem. They got to boot some people and put some people in places who know what they're doing. Stay with us.
How would you feel with normal blood pressure? How would you feel with a normal cholesterol reading without the drugs? What if you could avoid bypass surgery? Would it not be nice to have your heart beat regularly again? To have a sex life again? All these benefits and more can be yours when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. But please, don't take our word for it. Listen to what our customers say.
I've been on the Heart and Body Extract since 2006 and will remain on it for life. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Read more of these amazing testimonials at hbextract.com. Your effective 100% organic herbal treatment for heart and body health is now available at hbextract.com. Get Heart and Body Extract at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5333. 1-800-273-8305. Look for free bonus 1-2-1-3 at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Hard and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Hard and Body Extract today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
When it comes to this airline thing, I don't get it. I mean, I think we, the people, aren't, actually. I think it's the people in charge who are. I mean, give me a break. Is that what it's about? Letting these Islamic radicalized nut jobs control what's happening in this country to our airline travel? Because that's what it amounts to. And they have to be laughing like hyenas over this recent row. Maybe the intended target didn't blow up, but boy, it shook up the security measures once again. 800-259-5791. You can throw in your 2 cents. Let's go to Stu in Kentucky. Hello, Stu.
Like a virgin. I heard that song in forever. I was actually kind of jamming down that song.
I know. He's going retro on us. I like it.
I was starting to feel like a Metro listening to retro getting down to it. Hey, first of all, how was your holiday?
It was excellent. How about yours?
It was great. It was great. I'm glad Santa Claus lives in North Pole. I see there's going to be a 67% tax hike on payroll taxes. Before Santa Claus can afford to pay the elves then. And, you know, if no more reindeer does. But anyway, this whole thing with the this thing, I think it's a horrible thing. It's, you know, let me tell you something. If you don't believe in the good Lord, buddy, on Christmas Day, he was looking out for those people on that plane.
No kidding.
No doubt about it. And it's just, you know, my only question is, we've heard transparency. We're going to be like open windows. What the hell happened with Fort Hood? We still never heard about that.
They're
still kind of kept under wraps what their investigation came out with.
Right.
And this here, I watched Representative King today, New York State Representative, and he says this is under tight wraps. And the Obama administration don't even want to release it to the National or the Homeland Security Council.
Right.
So where's transparency at this whole administration crap?
There's none, and that's the joke of it all. Why state that and run on that, and then they're not anywhere near transparent?
I mean, I understand it's politics, and I understand that a lot of politicians, and I'm not going to say all, but a lot of, they'll throw out the magic wand and say, abracadabra, hocus pocus, get me elected, and I'll be straight and honest, and then they're back to being a crook. Feasters they've always been. But the point there's nothing transparent about it. I mean, the only thing I see transparent about this is he likes to fly all over the world and likes to, make himself look good to the foreign countries and vacation a little bit in Hawaii and Martha's Vineyard. And I ain't seen him do nothing else.
Yeah,
I mean, he didn't take taxes out of it. He's taking more money out of our pocket, all the time. But, I was just curious about that because, it really made me wonder. Like I said, I don't get it. And I was watching a thing earlier today on even a 67%, increase. It's 67% or 67? 65 or 67?
Yeah, 65.
Mm-hmm. 65. And some businesses run as a personal tax. And $250,000 for a small business is nothing. Absolutely nothing.
I know.
And you're going to tax 65% more on payroll tax? I think I'm going to go with Santa the North Pole.
We're all going to be there.
What I'm saying?
I agree.
I'm going to go with some of these other guys going to the underground, the illegal business where you ain't paying so much taxes. It's kind of ridiculous. It really is, when you see that, it kind of torques you off. And I don't know about you, Kate, but I've only ever really had, maybe one or two jobs my entire life. And I've always kind of been self-employed. I've always been self-employed, but I've had, a few when I was a kid. And I worked for a farmer when I was a kid. And I don't know about you, but I've never in my life worked for a poor person. Unless GCM's drawing food stamps, they're lying to you about it. Have you ever worked for a poor person?
No.
So the guy that needs, the guy that employs you is the guy that's going to be getting, that needs the breaks to be able to build his profit, to be able to expand. And this country's made up of more small businesses, large businesses, and it's really a killer. And like I said, do you work for a poor person? And I don't know about you, but I know the guys that work for me don't want to come to me and, me not have the money to pay them.
Right.
So I don't really want to go to work for a guy that's poor and can't afford to pay me either. You get what I'm saying? Our customers aren't poor.
Absolutely. I mean, this is the problem. The taxation crippling us, and ultimately that's why the health care thing, the same thing, the debacle that would mean to small businesses.
Well, they're also want to tell the health care that, you've got to do different things, and you've got to, here's the thing, you can only make so much profit. Well, last time I checked, the government came in and told me I could only make so much profit. I'd tell them to go to hell.
Right.
That's part of capitalism. That's what this country's based on. That's what the business. That's why everybody gets into business. Otherwise, they would just, it makes no sense. Everybody, you would have more followers than leaders in this country otherwise.
Right, absolutely.
And I don't know about you, I'm not following anybody into the trenches to go broke.
Yeah, neither am I.
So
I agree.
Anyway, Kate, I appreciate you. I hope you have a great, great new year. And I hope 2010 brings you everything that 2009 did not. I wish you the best. And have a drink on me New Year's. And all that. Thank you.
I agree with you. Happy New Year to you, Stu, and same thing back at you. I hope that 2010 brings you everything that you could want for, and I'm sure a lot of that has to do with the comfort of your family. And, of course, Stu, with a brand new baby girl, he makes some great points talking about the taxation thing. And in where he was meandering with the payroll tax is absolutely right. Where, at what point is the breaking point? So we go through the whole healthcare process. Now we're into the final throes of that. And ultimately what you hear is, wow, this is a victory and everybody should have healthcare and blah, 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 on and on. But when you lift up the hood, you're being sold such a bill of goods. It's like buying a lemon and just salivating over the looks of it. Oof, wow, I can't believe I got this Porsche Cayenne. Man, I got it for a song. I am sweet. I am hot. I am hot mama riding down the road in this sucker. But I barely can get around the corner without a wheel falling off. And this is the problem. This is the problem with a lot of the things that we're seeing. But we'll take it with the healthcare now. We'll take it with the situation. The airports, you have Janet Napolitano all over talking about the investigation, talking about no flaws in the system, then turning around and saying, well, there were some things, there were some things that could have happened, and, you know, we're vowing to keep Americans safe, and we're going to change. We're always looking at our security measures. And I said this the other night. In all fairness, can we expect 100% security? Can you expect that... you're going to lay your head on your pillow and you know it is, we are just 100% covered. There's no way. Nobody can promise that. Nobody can promise that. But at the same time, aren't we shooting for a pretty decent number? So I don't get it. I mean, all the things that we know that need to happen that haven't happened, it's this constant tug of war. And when are people going to realize that the more you play with this, the more you are playing with fire and lives, more importantly. Forget the fire analogy. Playing with lives. Do I want this government playing with anyone in my family or friends' lives or any of your lives? The answer to that is no. Always remember, what is the government comprised of? We, the people. It's not the politicians. We elect those people. But our government is us. It's we, the people. You have political punch. You do. You just have to exercise it. You have to pay attention. You have to make that call. It might be a pain to do it. It might be near impossible because you're so swamped. Take the 5 minutes. Call the congressman. Call the senator. And complain. And trust me, enough people start to do that. And enough seats are up for grabs. There'll be some changes. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. When the president says we will not rest until perpetrators of the airline attack are found, do you think we'll ever find them? We'll talk about it.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolite, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolite and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. new customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today. Wow.
I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
Beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring.
All right, Mark II, by the way, mentioned the Afghan soldier killing the U.S. service member and wounding two Italian soldiers on Tuesday, and that sadly happened in a Western province, according to NATO and others who have, you know, how by the time the information gets back, basically what happened is a soldier opened fire on a base in one of the further provinces, and the NATO soldier tried to stop the Afghan soldier from approaching the area where there was a helicopter that was about to land. And sadly, the rest is history. They're still looking into it. But it looks like the soldier got furious and just opened fire. Mm-mm-mm. The Italians had minor wounds, by the way, and went back to work. So in Kabul, President Karzai sent a delegation to investigate another report that 10 civilians, 8 students were killed in fighting involving foreign troops in a very tense area of eastern Afghanistan. And then, sadly, the hits just keep on coming from that area. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate, you there?
I'm here. Happy New Year.
Yeah, you too. That just screened the question, Kate. Are they screening these guys that they're training over there? You know, how do they know?
That they won't flip.
In that case, I won't flip down at Fort Hood, you know? You know, what do you know you're training, and, you know, you're sitting there, a U.S. military guy on a base, and you're figuring, hey, we're somewhat safe, you know, nobody's attacking us right now, but yet you, these guys you're training and befriending are turning their guns on you. So it's, anyway, though, I don't know. Data, you know, once we talked a little while back about, are they actually going to be able to train, are there enough guys in that country to have a defense force that can, you know, where we can train them and get out of that country? It's a lot different than Iraq. So, but, hey, well, before we get to, Mr. Underpanties there, we got to have a discussion just real quick here on the lack of respect for the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, I just don't get it. It's like it's a foregone conclusion that Philly's going to go into Dallas this weekend and win. Oh, come on now, Kate. You know the history of it. You're an Eagle backer. I'm a Cowboy backer. You know, we just beat the crap out of you a month ago.
Oh, please.
Philly, you know.
Are you trying to rile me up? you are.
You're a losing football team that's never won a Super Bowl.
Oh.
I mean, you know. And they're just acting like, oh, no, the Eagles are going to take and have the second seed now. They'll win and everything. And not, there's been no mention. Oh, yeah, by the way, Dallas put a whipping on them this year. And they're probably going to be a little, they've been saving this date all season to pay back for what happened at the end of last season. So,
you are such a whiner. Can we get some reaction from the boys in Minneapolis? Where's the booers? Where is the booers for these comments of Don? Thank you.
We're gonna beat you guys like
what are we gonna? You're looking for an analogy? Rented mules? Is that what you're trying
to
say?
We're gonna beat you. I know the analogy.
Whoa.
We're gonna beat you worse than Vic was beating those dogs. How's that?
By the way, I
know the team. I figured out the team that he needs to go to after this season. You know, because he's a good quarterback still. I think he's still got it. You know, it'd be the perfect fit for him.
Who?
For Michael Vick? Go to Cleveland. Give a whole new meaning to the dog pound, right? So.
You are so bad.
Oh, he loves dogs so much now he became one. But anyway, so. Hey, okay, Mr. Underpanty there. You know, Kate, I'm listening to all this stuff and what's all gone down and listening, you know, and it sure sounds a lot like the aftermath of 9/11. Oh, miscommunication, this, somebody
needs
to be fired, blah, 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 you know. And here's the, I was just really surprised when I heard the fact that the guy's dad went to the embassy, took the time out to go to the embassy, go to American officials, tell them, hey, my son's acting really weird and I think he's going to try to do something. And so they put him on this list. Now, this list supposedly contains 500,000 people. And trying to track 500,000 people is probably quite a chore. You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, but what do you think if they figure that, you know, you're on this list, that any visa coming into the United States would automatically be revoked?
Yes.
Hey, come on, you saw Bourne Supremacy when Matt Damon shows up there and Jason Bourne shows up there in Italy, and all of a sudden they get a call at the CIA, and Bourne's passport just popped up in Naples. And you're just like, oh, okay, well, hold them, you know? I mean,
right, they should be able to do that.
You know, and so, but to sit back and say that, you know, somebody needs to go find, well, obviously there was a leak somewhere, you know, in the system. I don't know that anybody did anything wrong. You know, they might have done their job as to what they were told to do with it, you know, and from that point, you know, if it was a question of somebody had to make a judgment call, well, they made bad judgment. That doesn't mean that, you know, they're probably making judgment every day over thousands of other names that come up, you know. But I would have thought I understand the no-fly list, you know, can't be on a plane, but I would think that, you know, if these names come up on that big, possible terrorist list of 500,000 names, automatically their visas would be revoked and then you'd track them outside of the country. So,
absolutely. How can we not have that? That's the most basic thing. I mean, it's funny. You know what? Honestly, you're just giving me a bunch of grief about the Cowboys. Honest to God, I think their security system at Jerry World is better than what we have with Homeland Security. I seriously, They'll wand you down there, and they'll make you spread them. Trust me. Nobody's getting in with anything. They got it down. They got it down pat there. I just don't understand. You made great points. You're absolutely right, and it does feel like 9/11.
Oh, in any case, so, Kate, so, but as for the ongoing, I think one of the problems that's happening, and I know what's happening with me myself, people are just tired of hearing about this thing, stuff, you know, about Afghanistan, about Iraq, about this war on terror, and it's, you know, and it's just, you know, and they're just getting tired of hearing about it, but at the same time, Kate, it's reality. I mean, these extremists are, they've declared a holy war, and the sad part about it is the United States hasn't declared a holy war back at them.
Right.
You know, because if the United States was doing what they're doing, we'd just be going over there killing everybody, you know, and blowing them up and just say, okay, here's your holy war, you know. And, you know what the Nazis used to do, Kate? They used to take and say for every, you know, when they were occupying cities and stuff, they'd say, well, for every German one of our soldiers that gets killed, we're going to shoot 20 of you, you know. And it made people think, hey, you know, well, we better not shoot them while they're here or you know, or 20, you know, or something like that. And I hope, with these people, these extremists, that kind of thinking wouldn't work. You know, they wouldn't care. They don't care about, you know, as far as they're concerned, hey, you know, we live in a dust bowl. By the way, I remember I told you my best friend's brother-in-law was an A-10 pilot, right? He just came back from his tour over there in Afghanistan, and he said the place is so dusty and smelly, he was glad to get out of there. But he said, you know, and his thought for the same thing was, Kate, it just seems like utter chaos over there. It's like, we know at the end of Charlie Wilson's war over there, and it helped get the Soviets out, we just left the place blank, and there's just really no, there's just no, you know, they're trying to say they have a democracy over there, but it's nothing like a democracy that we would think we're having here. So, I don't know. It's a lot of big questions, Kate, but,
answers, I agree.
This isn't something that's just going to stop, you know, all of a sudden a couple years, even after we got out of Afghanistan, if we do, and we're finally out of Iraq and all that, there's still, you know, these individuals like this guy, you know, going on a plane they decide they want their 70 something virgins up in heaven or whatever. And it's just, I guess we've got to figure out a way to combat them, from a religious standpoint of view, maybe. Maybe that's an idea. So, but, anyway, though, listen, you have your, nice, you down in Dallas still?
I'm in Dallas, yes.
Yeah, you're in Dallas. Yes, I heard you see your mom came out for Christmas, yeah?
She did, and it was great. It was awesome. How was your Christmas? Good?
It was pretty bad, but I had to work both nights, and it snowed, my family flew off to Vegas, so, you know, up there, you know what I mean? Leave me behind while they go have fun in Vegas. Forget that, so I'm pretty
mad
about
them.
Well, New
Year's, you can have a better New Year's and make up for it.
Yeah, that's the way I'm looking at it. I got a few things planned, so.
Good.
Hey, have you seen Avatar yet?
I have not, but I heard it's good.
And I hear it's a bunch of liberal politicking in it, but.
Really?
I guess if you can put that, yeah, you know, big company goes in, steals minerals from small people, you know. Like we're going into Iraq to steal their oil or whatever, so.
Wow.
But that's James Cameron. He's always been on the left, but I love his directing, so he makes some big movies.
He does, Titanic, et cetera. We'll see if this one's any good. Hey, Don, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Kate. Be safe now.
You too. Be very, very safe. All right, coming up on the flip side, maybe he should have stayed surfing somewhere, hung out on the beach. In the middle of his vacation, it took a couple of days for him to make the comments, but the president finally reacts to what happened on Christmas Day, Northwest Airlines Flight 253 en route from Amsterdam to Detroit. And I'll tell you, I don't know. We'll talk about it.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop. shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AaronAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AaronAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AaronAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AaronAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AaronAqua.com. Purify your life today.
It's obvious God loves us and has a sense of humor. Why? Because He created peppermint. Hi, this is Dr. Catherine Albrecht for GetMint.com. We all know that mint is fun and delicious, but did you know it's also great for your health? Research shows mint can help soothe a headache or calm an upset stomach. It's antimicrobial and antiviral, so it's perfect for flu season too. You can use it to chase bugs and mice out of your pantry without toxic chemicals. And kids love its great cool taste. GetMint.com offers quality peppermint and spearmint oils made right here in the USA by fourth-generation mint farmer Peppermint Jim. His pure, pungent mint oils are 100% natural, free from harmful chemicals, and very affordable. So improve your health and spice up your life with natural mint products from GetMint.com or call 1-800-345-9068. That's GetMint.com or 1-800-345-9068. And feel the minty freshness.
Feel it, see it, even today. If you can't, then it doesn't matter anyway. You will never understand it, cause it happens to fast. And it feels so good, it's like walking the glass.
What good is any kind of intelligence that you gather if you don't use it, right? Homeland Security, they've got screens. They can look at the passenger list before clearing a flight for takeoff. They have access to the classified master database of intelligence on terrorism suspects. You know, Don makes the point about Jason Bourne. They can do it in the movies, but we can't do it in real life? Give me a break. Of course we can. They don't check the database before notifying airlines that a flight is good to go. I mean, this doesn't make any sense. Homeland Security dropping the ball big, big time. What about the advanced screening of the passenger list? Can't they do that? Of course they can. In fact, there's a room, apparently, where there are folks who do this screening, and they can go to classified databases, including the big one, TIDE, which is maintained by a division of the National Intelligence Director's Office, and it's supposed to be the biggest source of kind of like the biggest encyclopedia, the broadest, biggest, baddest source of raw intelligence info about terrorism suspects, right? So how could you not have nailed Abdullah Muttalib? I just don't understand. This 23-year-old who slipped through the cracks. That's sad, boy. That is sad. And like I said, he wasn't the most experienced. You had someone experienced, that plane would be gone. That'd be blown out of the sky. He had somebody wet behind the ears when it came to jihadism. He wanted to be a jihadist. He was spouting the right kind of things. He got Al-Qaeda to believe him that he wanted this, and he did. But he was inexperienced, because if that detonator had done what it was supposed to do, we'd be having a much different conversation on the airwaves. By the way, a quick reminder here in our next hour, don't forget, coming up in our second segment all the way through the rest of the hour, our final Nail the Score of the season, the regular season. We, of course, will do it when we get to the playoffs, so it's not completely done. As I know, it's a weird time for people. A lot of people are off. Let's go to Lauren, who's listening to us in Ohio. I feel almost like one of those long-distance dedication lines after what Mark said. So, what's up, Lauren?
Yeah, I'm sitting up with my 2-year-old. He won't go to sleep. It's been this way for like 3 nights in a row, so I'm hurting pretty good at this point.
Ooh, I'm sorry.
I just found your show, and so it was really funny. Thank you, that young man that called. You got a great show. You know, I love your conversations.
Thanks.
But, so anyway, I was calling about the Constitution thing. And, you know, by the way, are you really not sure why all this stuff is happening, or are you kidding? I can't really tell. Are you?
I have lots of.
Do you realize that they don't want it to work? It's not being run so it'll work. It's being run so they can grind this economy to a halt.
That's definitely one theory that could be proven out with what we're seeing.
No. It's only a theory if you don't have evidence behind it. I mean, come on. With all the stuff they've got going on, you don't think that they'd have had a single error in our favor?
Listen, here's the thing. If I say this all the time, if there is really, really hardcore evidence, you know this, you got to stack it up. And of course, people know how to bury evidence. If you can line up the evidence, then you got to nail the SOBs and blow it up and win a Pulitzer Prize, because ultimately the egos of journalists, whether mainstream or not mainstream, is to get the story, is to blow it up. So you know this, Lauren. If you can, it's like anything. The Pentagon Papers go way back to Watergate and the boondoggle of that and whatever. You know, a president who would have easily been elected. So here's the thing. Somebody has to tie it all up and put it out there, and everybody's scrambling. That's what it is. Everybody's scrambling to do that and to put the pieces together. That's truly what I believe, and it depends on what you're talking about. If you're talking about the monetary system, I am very disgusted by the Federal Reserve. I think Ben Bernanke is an idiot and should have never been named the man of the year. And I think that there are things that are happening on purpose, absolutely. But it's a question, like I said, of tying it all together. If that makes sense. To anybody listening, anything you know, that's the key, ultimately, right? I mean, that's just one aspect, the financial aspect of it, obviously. In the case of the terrorist side of things, I think that the things that have fallen through the cracks, I don't think everything is on purpose. I think it's incompetence. I think it's raw incompetence. So, you know, maybe that is on purpose. Put idiots in places that they shouldn't be, and then things drop through the cracks, ultimately. I mean, maybe you could make an argument, certainly, for that. You can always send me your thoughts. Good luck with that 2-year-old at AmericaTonight.net, or hit me up the conversational way, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. All right, so we were talking about the a couple of things. I was talking about the idea that there's no question that there's information that should have with this database stuff that should have been checked, and I just cannot believe. You know, it goes back to the same thing. It goes back to what Tomas was saying in Michigan. Nobody gets fired. Several people should be gone. They should be out of there. I don't think Janet Napolitano should have her position. I mean, talk about flip-flopping. Wind her up and let her go. Homeland Security are saying they can't comment specifically on anything to do with this 253 Northwest Delta flight, which he tried to blow up on Christmas. But they did say that pre-takeoff checks of passenger names through this TIDE system were not all routine, that they could not immediately have statistics as to how often those checks occurred that they could easily do. So, you know, I mean, come on. What happened was the Dutch folks are saying, hey, don't blame us. Well, we looked at the, you know, for what's happened here. They're saying that the passenger list of the flight was cleared by the U.S. Yeah. Dana is listening to us in the great state of Texas, which finds itself with some snow on the ground. Hey, Dana.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Excuse me. Just a minute. I'm sorry. I'm trying to get over being sick again.
Sorry.
Oh, it's just my life. I got four things I want to throw at you, and then you can call me. Is that okay?
Yeah, do it.
Okay, the first one is the 13 police officers in Dallas and the two from Mesquite that are all on suspension from their patrol cars doing desk duty for emptying their guns, shooting at a 19-year-old robbing a store. I call that overkill. I don't know your opinion. Number two, have you ever heard of the Peter Principle? This
yes.
is the one where you are promoted to your highest level of incompetency. This is the civil service examination criteria review. The third thing is, as far as your turkey award, I've been thinking, for Obama and Tiger Woods, we need to give them a Flying Fickle Finger of Fate award. I don't know if you've ever heard of that.
Yes.
That's from years ago. That certainly exposes my age. Flying Fickle Finger of Fate award. I think that works perfectly. And the fourth thing is, I have been thinking very, very strongly and seriously, and I think I'm going to try to get, if possible, Charlie Wilson nominated and maybe a recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize. If anybody ever did anything to stop a war and do anything in his whole life from this country, including the biggest CIA covert operation in their history, it was Charlie Wilson managing to get through the CIA, his good buddy, weapons to Afghanistan that financially destroyed the USSR. When they left there, their soldiers hadn't been paid in 3 months. The USSR dissolved, and the result is so did the Cold War. It ended. Now, who else better deserves that than Charlie Wilson?
Hey, you know what, Dana, I gotta cut you off because we're up against it, but I gotta tell you, I'm going to answer your things for you. Absolutely, I get you on the Peter Principle alive and well, especially in the government, no question about it. Charlie Wilson, absolutely. You watch that movie, and that doesn't even really fill in all the blanks. You talk to the man, incredible. As for the cops, absolutely overkill in the situation you're talking about in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. All right, remember, start putting together those resolutions. You want me to look over your list? Send it to me, americatonight.net.
If I'm not back in 5 minutes, just wait longer.
Men, I mean, I look at myself and I tell the guys I work with, hey, guys, there but for the grace of God go you, go I. Glands do not have a brain. They will go wherever they are guided by hormones and glands.
Yeah. Well,
you got to have a higher authority.
And we do. And thank God.
You know by now that God, country, and our moral heritage are not for sale. And our great country needs your fervent prayers. Talk to your friends. Talk to your enemies. Spread the word about The Roth Show. Check out Lori's articles, archives, and great sponsors. Go to therothshow.com. Remember to pray for our country. And remember to be back next time, right here on The Roth Show with Dr. Lori Roth.